Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Woman to woman, like we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Sing it again.
Songs of love and songs of
joy. Woman to woman. Yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him. Kayla, Sing it down low for him.
Around, there's some drama connected to them. It's like everywhere they go, everything they do is always some drama, and so we're gonna try to steer ourselves away from that. And if we've been maybe at one point in our life we were drama, you know, the drama queens or the drama kings, and so we want to just talk about that on tonight. And we're gonna ask some of you for some of your drama experiences. And we don't want you to go into deep detail, but I think the biggest part of this is, even when we're asking you about your drama experience, it's really a testimony. It's not to give the drama the glory, but it's to give God the glory that he was able to bring you through some drama situations that could have worked totally against you. But glory to God, they worked, you know, he worked all things together for our good. So we're going to be talking about those things tonight. As my co-host says, she is en route on this evening, and she should be showing up at the studio shortly, and we're going to get this thing going. In the meantime, what we would like for you to do is, if you have friends that you think would be interested in tonight's show, there's three ways you could tune in. First and foremost, the preferred way is that you call into the studio, and that number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that's 646-721-9678. If you don't want to call into the studio live, and just remember, when you call into the studio live, you have the opportunity to interact with us. You have the opportunity to make statements and comments simply by dialing 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. And we could bring you in, and you can voice your opinions or whatever live in the studio only. The other option, the second preference, is via the internet, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/MCD Network, and it's going to be Woman to Woman. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/MCD Network. Woman to Woman. And then the last option that you have, but you only have this option if you are connected to our Woman to Woman page on Facebook, or if you're connected to Minister LaDon or myself, then you would be able to watch us live via Facebook Live, and we'll be going live on Facebook probably within the next 5 or 10 minutes. We don't want you all to miss out on the show, for those of you who prefer to watch us live on Facebook. So, again, we welcome you into the studio on tonight, and we just thank God that you are here to share this evening with us. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. And, you know, it is so awesome. First of all, definitely, definitely let your friends know tonight's show is not just about the women. We want the men to tune in, too. Although this is Woman to Woman, we have quite a few male listeners, regular male listeners, and we always enjoy having you guys. Your comments are always welcome. And, again, share tonight's show with somebody that you know and love. During today when we were posting about the show, I got a lot of comments in regards to tonight, even inbox comments in regards to tonight's topic. So I'm going to be sharing those comments that I can share, and those that I can't share, we won't share. But if you have been through some drama in your life and you have found a way to detox from the drama, we definitely, definitely want you to share your story. And when you share your story, don't forget to post it. If you're on social media, don't forget to post it on your pages and put the hashtag detoxing from the drama, and make sure that you tag either Woman to Woman, Coach D, or Minister Sean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry for the background noise. As you can hear, there are some emergency vehicles popping up in the background. And so, anyway, what we would like to do, because I want to be an excellence, in the last couple of weeks, I really want to acknowledge that we know that we've been all over the place trying to put systems into place. We're trying to make sure that we can hit every audience, internet, live studio, and Facebook. And you guys have walked with us through the glitches, and we want to thank you for walking with us through the glitches. And oftentimes we have not operated in excellence, and so we want to acknowledge that we know that it has not been in excellence. That's not our desire, nor is that our what we teach. So we want to just acknowledge the fact that we understand that we've been going through some bumps and lumps in the road, and we just want to thank you, our listening audience, for listening, for being willing to walk through with us and not complain and not stop listening, but continue to listening. You're seeing some of the realities of trying to put things in place. You're seeing some of the realities that we deal with weekly, a few times a week in the studio, live, just to make sure that we can bring a show to you, our listening audience. So, again, we want to just say thank you for bearing with us, for being patient, and we are expecting a spirit of excellence coming. We are putting some systems in place so that we don't have to continue to kind of fudget and fidget around while we go live on our show. So, again, thank you. What we would like to do, Minister LaDon she is en route to the studio. She has some urgencies. And so what we want to do, we don't want you to leave the studio, but what we would like to do is play one song, and we're going to play a song for you. Enjoy the song, and when we come back from this intermission, we will be live in the studio with both myself and Minister LaDon, and we will be ready to discuss the costume from the drama. So stay with us. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
I can feel it in this place tonight. Spirit of the Lord is here, breaking chains up, lifting heavy loads. Hey, yeah. So this atmosphere. Oh, yes, it is, yes, it is. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel the need to sing prophetically right now. I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. And joy comes in the morning. Breakthrough, breakthrough. I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. And joy comes in the morning. Breakthrough, breakthrough.
Thank you guys for joining us. We are back and we are getting ready to go Facebook Live. So I hope that you guys are ready to go Facebook Live with us as well. Okay, so So we are back and we are ready to go live, and we are thank you guys once again for your patience and understanding. This should be an interesting show. It really should, because it seems like it's been a little difficult getting going this evening. So I'm hoping that that means that this is going to be an interesting show on tonight.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Are you ready?
Okay. Okay, are we live on Facebook as well?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you going to sign us in? I'm not sure if you were going to sign us in on here. Okay.
Well, you want to pray?
Sure, go ahead.
Father God, we are coming before your throne. We just say thank you, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you come into the studio on tonight and that you will have your way even in the midst of the chaos. Isn't it ironic that this show would be called Detoxing for Drama and the enemy would have it as such, that drama. So we just thank you, Father God, that you are in control, Father God, that you are in the midst. And Father God, even when we think that the enemy is attacking, when we think that the enemy is busy, when we think that things are out of order, Father God, we know that what the enemy meant for bad, Father, that you meant for good, Lord. And we just thank you that you know every step, you know every day, Father, for this, even this day, Father, has been predestined from the foundation of the earth. So, Father God, everybody that's here tonight listening in, we know that they're supposed to be here listening in. And we just pray, Father, that each person that's listening in on tonight will be able to take something away, Father God, about this show that will be an eye-opener, Father, that will be transforming, Father, that will change how they view and how they interact and how they respond to drama, Lord. So we just thank you for the detoxification. We thank you for you, that you will get the glory on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Minister Ladon, what do we know?
Amen. You know, one thing I want to tell you guys is I do have another job as well as the consulting that I do. But when my second job, or my first job rather, contacts me and I have to take care of a client, I have no choice but to do it in the time that it's required, or else I don't have my job. So I try and make sure that I'm keeping my commitment there. And of course, we always press through on Woman to Woman. So you're hearing our press right now more than anything else, that we always, always, always press through to try and keep our commitments, honor our commitments, and show you guys that we appreciate you no matter what is coming up in life, no matter what challenges we have, no matter what's before us that we have to deal with. We want you guys to know that our press is to keep our commitment to you all and to the ministry that we have. So thank you again for joining us, and thank you for bearing with us.
Amen. Amen. So what do we have on the subject of drama? What do we want our audience to know about drama tonight, Minister Ladon? What is the things we know that life is full of drama? And one of the things I found is that people say, I don't like drama, I don't do drama. But do you know something? but not only that, this is one of the things that I came is that people said that they don't like drama, they don't do drama. But guess what? What I found is that if there's not some drama in your life, you're not living. I know what people say, but what you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? With me.
So what I mean by that is this. Life is full of drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something. Like, for example, tonight. Now, to different degrees of drama, but for example, tonight, it was drama. We had some drama things going on. But at the same time, those are things that sometimes you can't, I don't think sometimes that you could escape. Drama.
Well, first of all, for me, and I don't know about everybody else, but we do have to figure out what we define as drama first and foremost, because some things people may not be used to dealing with in their life and their lifestyle, mm-hmm. and some other things other people may be used to dealing with, and so a crying baby might be drama to somebody.
Right.
Whereas a crying baby to the mom is not drama. So that's one of the things I think that we all need to determine is what drama looks like to us.
Mm-hmm.
We know the obvious drama, like when your life story starts to unfold and it looks like a soap opera. Been there, done that, but still. We know the obvious drama. And so, the first thing is determining
what's drama, because like you said, drama could vary from person to person. I mean, I would think I would think, you know, it varies from person to person. So everybody got, but what, I guess the point I'm making is everybody got some form of drama in their life, or they experience drama. And I think that's the point I'm making, is that you're going to experience some forms of drama in your life. It's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
But how you respond to the drama, how do you interact with the drama? Do you increase the drama, or are you able to dissect through the drama so that it could be limited? Is what I'm thinking.
Got it.
But we would love to hear from all. We are, I know right now it's saying we're reconnect, but we would love to hear from our listening audience on tonight about what you think and what you consider drama. You know, again, we said that's it varies from person to person and what it actually means. So what does drama mean to you? We would like to hear from our listening audience as well as our audience on Facebook that's listening live. What does drama mean to you? What is that? Is that something that you believe that you could avoid at all costs? Or do you feel like it's a part of life that you're going to experience drama? I mean, drama could be you driving down the street and it's an incident. And then you have to deal with the drama of being delayed.
Uh-huh.
The drama of being delayed. So you're on your way to work. All of a sudden, some car not paying attention. They run into somebody else. And now that's drama. You got to deal with that drama because now you're delayed getting to work or what have you. So, again, I just believe that drama is a part of life. But how we deal with the drama is what determines if that drama dictates our life or not. Amen.
Amen. That's good. I like how you said that because a lot of times we can let drama dictate our life. And when we do, those are the times, again, where we find ourselves living out a real life soap opera, living out, you know, with the reality TV shows that we see. I think that's why so many people are addicted to the reality TV shows.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that they like the drama or if, since it's more drama on the show for some people, then they feel like, okay, their life has less drama in it. However, I even had to detox from that. That's one of the reasons why we got rid of our cable and we stopped watching TV, because we used to watch the reality TV shows all of the time.
Right.
You
right.
guys will see.
We're
Justin. We're trying to get
Justin,
into
so bear with us. But I think,
video.
You know, for the reality shows, you know why those have billions of viewers?
Mm-hmm.
And why is everybody into reality show? For that matter, why are networks, you know, it started with one network doing it, and now every single network has their own reality show. Why? Because people love drama. You don't want drama in your own life, because everybody says, I don't do drama. I don't want to deal with drama. But every Tuesday, every Monday, every Wednesday, you're turning on your TV to some drama. And I know I hear some people say, I'm not me. But I guarantee you, if you don't have a favorite show or a show that you thought, you know, guilty pleasures, that's what I'm going to call them,
mm-hmm.
guilty pleasures, there is some show that you watch weekly and you will run. Because I remember at one point, everybody was, not me, because I got some guilty pleasures as shows, but Scandal. Everybody was watching Scandal.
Basketball-wise, Real Housewives.
But I'm just thinking, like, Scandal was a diverse, multicultural show that everybody ran to watch about mm-hmm. this woman committing adultery with the president. You know what I'm saying? Drama. But
we loved it.
But we love that kind of stuff. I mean, the haves and the have-nots, Empire, Basketball-wise, I mean, all that stuff. We know, everybody know about, you know, what's it? All I can name some names. If I say Cookie, half of our audience, 90% of our audience will know who Cookie is. If I say Stevie J, half of our audience would know who that is. So there's something about drama that draws us. We just don't want to deal with it in our own lives, but we don't mind seeing it in other people's lives.
But you know what? Some people do like to deal with it in their own lives. Some people, if their life is not, if drama is not going on in their life, they are not happy. And when they have all of this drama going on, they get excited and they get so thrilled about it. And
you think it's kind of like a high?
It is kind of like a high. That's a good way of putting it. And so I've met people who, you know, right off the bat, they were telling me, I don't like drama, I don't like drama, I don't like drama. And it seems like that's all that they're into is some type of drama going on almost every single day. And if drama is not going on, they're not happy.
Yeah.
They're going to create an issue that doesn't exist.
Well, me personally, I don't like the stress of drama, especially not in my own personal life, but I would be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
If I would say to you that there's not certain shows that I tune into, I try to be diligent and I try to be obedient and disciplined, but there's certain shows that I tune into, and there's drama. You know, there's drama, and I tune into them every week. And when, you know, when I miss them, I'll be like, oh, man, I missed it. But it's better in your life than mine.
You know, and as we talk about detoxing from the drama, we definitely are going to get into ways of how you can avoid drama. But those are some things that most people have to learn. And most of the time we have to learn it. It has to be our own life lesson, because we find ourselves going through drama over and over and over and over again. And so until we learn that life lesson, that's when we start to detach and realize that it's toxic for us.
Yes.
It's toxic for our life. And anything that's toxic, of course, is dangerous to your body. It's killing your body. It's killing your mind. And it's definitely killing your spirit. And so when we feed ourselves, even the drama that we watch on TV, that's killing our spirits, because then people will say that we don't emulate what goes on TV, but that's such a lie. It is such a lie. That's how we know who's doing what. People are going out and buying, who is that? Rihanna's new makeup line.
Right. Right.
When they and I'm just using that because we pay attention to what's in the media. We pay attention to what's going on. And so when you say that you don't, it's not true at all. And so we do begin to, if we have so much TV drama that we're watching, or even the friends that we keep, it begins to become a part of our own life.
Well,
whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will
manifest inside of you. So we see it with our kids. Our kids do a lot of video games. Our kids watch a lot of TV, and they begin to emulate. I'm going to give an example, and some of you may have heard me say this. Several years ago, there was this young man in Florida. He was 12 years old, and his favorite show to watch was WWE, the wrestling show. And we all know that the wrestling show is really it's make-believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. But this young man had – he was obsessed with it. He watched it day and night and night and day. And so on one particular day, his mom was watching one of the neighbor's child, her daughter. And the mom had worked a full shift. She had worked late, and she came in, and she was tired. But she, you know, committed to always help take care of this neighbor's daughter. And I may not be giving the exact story, but some of you may be familiar with it. But the bottom line of the story is the mom went to sleep. She was tired. She didn't think nothing. The kids was in the living room watching TV. No big deal. Every day this happens. And on this particular day, this young man began to emulate one of his favorite WWE wrestlers. And he began to act out these wrestling moves
mm-hmm.
on this young girl.
Uh-huh.
No malice, no ill will. He's just acting out what he's seeing. He became Hulk Hogan or whoever they are, The Rock. He became them, and he began to act out these moves. As a result of that, the young girl died. And everybody was in wonder, like, what could have possibly happened? Well, because this boy had, what he was giving his attention to, that spirit became a part of him. I've heard people say that who acted out certain characters. I think I even heard Linda Blair, if you guys remember Linda Blair, and I might be telling my age, she was the actress in The Exorcist.
Yes. Oh, yep.
And she gave an interview years later, and she spoke about how her playing that part, that spirit, began to operate in her life.
Oh,
that
wow.
That demonic spirit. I heard people that on Good Times, I know a particular person, I won't call his name out of respect, that is a personal friend of the family, who said that he played that part for so long on Good Times that it began to pour on over in his real life, that poverty became his real life.
Mm-hmm.
Now here he is, an actor, making
money.
Mm-hmm. And everything, but because he had to play this part of poverty, that began to seep in his own life, that poverty mentality began to operate. So, again, what we give our attention to, that spirit does come and live inside of us. It does begin to
manifest out.
It pushes us.
It manifests on the outside of us. And so as we get into now talking more about detoxing from the drama. How do you separate yourself from the drama? How do you begin to say, okay, I don't want this in my life? Especially if the people that are closest to you are involved in the drama, or maybe they're creating the drama in your life. Do you distance yourself from those people? What do you do? Do you stop loving them? What if you're in a relationship with somebody, and because you're in that relationship, there's so much drama coming up, or maybe it's your children?
Well, let's say something. I know everybody on here is not, one of the things you'll know about our shows, we go live, we have fun, we like to laugh, we people.
Exactly.
But we people who love God. And so everything about us is going to have a foundation. What's that foundation? It's going to be a spiritual foundation. And again, we can laugh and talk. So one of the things I want to say, what the Word of God says,
mm-hmm.
and it does. The Word of God got a whole lot of scriptures about drama and people who cause drama and troublemakers. And one of the things I'm going to say that all of us know, whether you're following the Word of God or you're not, this is kind of a general scripture that everybody knows. And they ask the question, What does light have with darkness? What do you have in common with somebody that the only thing you could do is pray for them?
Mm-hmm.
You pray. I mean, that's not the only thing. That's the best thing you could do is pray for them. But sometimes we have to separate ourselves from those environments, especially if you were a drama person. If you were a drama person, it's just like a drug addict. You can't go back into the same environment.
I love how you said that, because it reminds me of something that our mentor talks about during the seminars that he and his wife teaches. And he talks about our cells, the cells in our body, and how the cells in our body, if you put them under a microscope and you're able to watch them and you're able to see what's actually going on, if you put anything that's dangerous or anything that's toxic near the cell, it begins to draw back. It pulls away from that danger. And so when you talk about withdrawing from the people who are toxic in your life, or withdrawing from the drama in your life, our body automatically knows, and our mind knows, because our body knows that it's not good for us. It's not good for you. It's not doing anything to improve your life. And actually what happens is you spend so much time talking about the drama or going through the drama or trying to get away from the drama, all of that energy is your life force, and it could have been spent doing something that's so much more productive.
Exactly. It's funny that you said that, because two things, and I'm going to give you scripture that backs up, but one of the things is that I want you to know is that you said a key thing. We know.
Yeah.
We know,
let me
tell you, it's not enough in the knowing, but in the doing. Because if you continue to know something and continue to do it, eventually what happens is God turns you over to a reprobate mind. What does that mean, Coach D? That means you become numb to the conviction,
to the
sensitivity of what doesn't feel comfortable for you. And if you continue to stay in the situation, eventually you don't. it doesn't even bother you no more. And that's how you can see people that's so full of drama, people that, and it's not like they're getting better, they're getting worse because they kept doing it even when they knew it wasn't right, and now they don't even have a sensitivity. There's no conviction. And Galatians, I wanted to speak at this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 says this. Bear with me because, you know, y'all know Coach D can't see. That's a shame you get old and you start losing your eyes.
And we're losing connection.
Are we?
Yeah,
okay.
We definitely are. So.
Okay. So
we'll be working on that connection. Thank you for letting us know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Galatians 5:15. It says, but if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to what we said, what you give your attention to. Whatever you're engaging in, that becomes a part of you.
You want to use this?
We're
definitely losing connection. One of the listeners shared that they're losing connection on their end, and then of course it's froze up on the iPad.
Okay.
So
if you're losing connection, we apologize for that, and hopefully, see, the enemy don't even want you nobody to get nothing from this. You know how he gets into the signals and
the airwaves.
Yeah, because he's the prince of the air, so he gets into the airwaves. He don't even want you guys to get what tonight's show is really about. The airwaves. Thank you, woman of God. I couldn't think of it. You know, he didn't even want me to think of it. But yeah, he gets all into the airwaves. Okay. So a great connection from San Diego. Amen. San Diego. So we're going to hopefully everybody keep a good connection because it's showing on our end. Normally it'll show some like stagnancy, but our end is showing very clear. So we just we rebuke and bind whatever that attack is on the airways that's keeping people from being able to hear and see us clearly again. So we... For those who are just joining us, we're talking about drama. And what does drama mean to you? And why is drama important? Is it something that, how do you deal with drama? Are you a part of the drama? Are you a part of the drama? Or are you a magnet? I know some people that's drama magnets.
I have known some people who are drama magnets as well, and you know what? Sometimes I feel like there's been so much drama in my life that I might have been one of them. Of course, I like to stay away from drama. I think I was like, at least a few years ago, I was totally drama-free. I mean, I kind of stayed to myself and mostly concentrated on work and raising my girls and stuff like that. And then, you know, when I kind of lost focus just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
There was a lot that began to happen in my life that was not common for me. It wasn't, and it wasn't something that was expected in my life and my lifestyle and just the way that I conducted myself. And I know that I started to make different decisions. And so I'm sharing that to say that sometimes drama can be so unexpected and come from surprising ways, from many surprising different sources that you may not know how to manage it at first, but definitely your body will be able to tell you, hey, this is not something that's usual, customary, or normal for you or your lifestyle, and there's something that you need to do about it.
Yeah. So now I guess the question is,
I got to get some water.
I know that the question is, because we're kind of coming towards the end, like, but the question is how did you detox? Because there are some of us that have found some sure ways to deal with drama, or not deal with drama, should I say,
but detox
from the drama. And how do you eliminate the drama in your life? And I would start saying for me,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be real, because I've been around drama before in my life. I could think about, and I have a girlfriend, we talk about this all the time. I don't hang with a bunch of, I'm not a hanger.
That's because you don't have no friends.
I don't. No, I really don't. I don't have any any friends really, because most of my friends are family. It's people that I've been, most of my friends are people that I've been knowing for many, many years, and it's not often that somebody new comes into my life. I mean, it's not that it hasn't happened, but it's not often that somebody new comes into my life. And I'm not a hanger. I don't, one of the things about Coach D, I mean, I get on my shows and I speak, and, you know, sometimes I'm speaking from my heart, and then sometimes, I mean, you know, and because I'm very transparent, but then I also know that the Lord uses me. He'll speak through me to speak a word of encouragement to people. And one of the things I do know is that I'm really an introvert, believe it or not. You would never think, oh, that she's quiet or shy or anything like that, and I am, honey. I mean, if you know me, people that know me know that I'm, but I'm just saying, they also know that I will come, I can go out and I can socialize and I can network, but when I come home and close my door, what is it?
It's closed, it's locked. She even bothers me about locking it when I walk through the door, but it's closed.
I mean, it's closed. I mean, and it's not out of fear. It's just that this is my sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into my house, I tell you, no matter what, when you walk into Coach D's house, the spirit, the spirit is the spirit of peace. Would you say, am I?
And she doesn't have a problem kicking you out if the spirit of peace is disturbed. That's what I will say.
Okay, but
you,
I mean,
ask people to leave.
It's very comfortable, you
yeah.
know. And I don't allow everybody into my sanctuary. I don't invite everybody over. I have the ones who know me good. I have a what I call a ladies' lounge. The man got a man cave. I have a ladies' lounge in the back, and they have the TV, and it's just a very comfortable setting that I have a select few people that I invite over, and we relax and chill there. But I'm saying that to say this. That's one of the ways that I eliminate drama. I don't hang out with a bunch. Every now and then I'll go celebrate a birthday or go to a brunch, do a networking thing, and that's fine because I love my sisters, and I feel like we could pour into each other,
mm-hmm.
if we could encourage each other, if we could minister and love on each other, that's a blessing, and I'm all about that. I'm really in.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I was talking to my daughter the other day, and we were talking about places that we've been invited, and so my daughter had asked me, there was a place, I won't mention it because then it's obvious, but she said, well, would you go? It's not that bad. She said, would you go? I was like, no, I would go. She said, you know what, I couldn't imagine you going or imagine you being there because that's just not things that you typically enjoy. And I said, well, because my friends or because so-and-so enjoys that type of thing, I wouldn't mind going there with them and spending that time with them, but that's not something that I would do on the norm. So sometimes we do go in to different environments or different places that we don't normally hang out in or normally
mm-hmm.
do. But even when we go there, we may not spend a whole lot of time. We shouldn't spend a whole lot of time there. When you were talking just now, it made me think about times that we've gone out and we
yeah.
celebrated certain things.
Birthday.
And at the end of the night, we are right back home.
And I've been some places that, I mean, I'm not – too much better than, but I have definitely been some places that that my spirit, I couldn't, it grieved me. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go somewhere and I could park. I know how to do the wobble. I do. I know how to do the wobble and all of that, and I'm okay. I mean, I can do that. I mean, so I'm not going to, you know, say that I can't have, you know, that I can't get down with the best of y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying there's been some places I went to that didn't sit comfortably with my spirit, and I wasn't comfortable being there, and I haven't been back. One of the ways we're just going to see two of our listeners, hold on, bear with us, everyone. We are in the house. We know that our connection just kind of went south on both broadcasts.
Well, that's because I am just broadcasting your broadcast.
Bear with us. Don't leave.
I'm just broadcasting the same broadcast. So you might have to
won't come back next.
Maybe. Okay, so should I finish this because I won't lose it?
Yeah,
okay.
You definitely should.
Okay, let's see.
And while you're doing that, you know, I hate to go live. Well, anyways, while Coach D is bringing us back up on Facebook, you were supposed to click finish. We are going to continue talking about detoxing from the drama. You know, I would like to share that I have a friend, and that particular friend was very, 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 they had a very close friend. And they actually had to move out of the city because there was so much drama that was going on in that relationship. Although they love that person tremendously and have known them for years and years and years, they finally realized that they had to step away from that relationship in order to continue thriving, not just surviving, but thriving. And when we're in drama-filled or toxic relationships or situations where there's drama and toxicity going on, we are not thriving. And sometimes we don't really understand that we're not thriving. We're actually either surviving or we're beginning to die.
Yes. That's true. That's true. You can't, I mean, when you said that, you know what I got a vision of, and I'm sorry for those who are listening in on Facebook Live that we have definitely are having some connection issues, but for those that's in the studio or listening through the internet, we should still be good and there should not be any issues. But one of the things I want to say, when you said that, I seen fish, and I seen fish in contaminated water. What happened to a fish in contaminated water? I mean, they may not die right away, but what happens eventually?
They get sick first and foremost. They definitely do start to get sick. They start showing signs of being sick as well. And then, of course, they will either get much more sicker, or they begin to die.
Exactly. So the thought process that I have is that if you're in a toxic situation, it may not kill you this week, next week, in a couple of years, but eventually it will kill you. It's gonna kill your spirit. And then once it kills your spirit, Then it starts a physical death. You know, I think about people who have cancer, and this is not to say that you got drama, so please hear me. By no means will I say that, but I'm thinking about people that have chronic or
illnesses.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I just wonder if that's where it really started in the body, or did it start in the mind?
Oh, wow.
Because scientists are now starting to say that people who deal with a lot of stress, you know, we see a lot of people with big bellies and we say, oh, they just fat and, oh, they're eating the wrong things or, oh, they're not taking care of themselves. And guess what? Yeah, you know, those could be some contributing factors. But they're saying that stress.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know what, before we move on, I want to just point this out. Because I was sharing your video, we probably should go back live on your page because everybody was on your page.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to log out so that we can go back live on your page and that we can at least say goodbye or get comments from those people who have joined us and spent time with us this evening. And so I'm going to put this camera right back up here so that we can use this camera in order to go live.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
And then going back to
the
comment of, you know, the scientist findings and saying that a lot of our sicknesses begin in our mind. And that is exactly what drama is, though. It is an illness to me. I find it to be an illness that actually begins in the mind. How many of us have friends, and you think they're your friend first and foremost? You hang out with them, and as soon as you part from them, they are running their mouth to somebody else about you.
Mm.
And
And then as soon as you come back into their presence, they're acting like their friends with you all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
A lot of us know people like that, you know? A lot of us know people like that.
How many of us have been people like that, you know, unconsciously or consciously? How many people have been that? They got a name from it. It's not even drama. They, you know, it says backbiting or two-faced it or, you know, whatever, gossiper, you know, and the Bible speaks against all those spirits, gossipers, backbiters, you know, and I think it was the OJs that came up with a song. Yeah, she always know I could put, you know, I'm going to bring in an old song or something. We're sorry that we're so wobbly and everywhere. Sorry about that. Okay, there we go. Hopefully that's safe. But, yeah, they came up with a song called They Smile in Your Face All the Time. They Want to Take Your Place.
Backstabbers.
They're backstabbers. Yes, they are. So, I mean, and I think some of that stuff is generational. I know that that in my family it was a generational thing, and I want to make sure, because I don't think it was malice when it was done and it was taught and we seen it and it was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that not to downplay what it is, because it is what it is. But I noticed that the people from the South, and my background is from the South. My family came from Texas and Louisiana. Louisiana and Texas, that's a strong point. And I'm going to tell you, it's a going thing, especially, you know, I think that was just a thing, you know, talking about people.
The women would gather together and sit and
make their coffee.
Talking about family, talking about friends, and they would just sit there. And then, of course, the younger generation, which was usually the younger girls, were sitting there watching as their mothers and aunts and grandmothers we're having their conversation.
And so we picked it up. We picked that spirit up.
Exactly.
And I know I was. And I mean, and not meaning no bad, but let me just keep it transparent, because I'm not my past. I am who God created me to be. And whatever perversion that the enemy had in me, he had in me. You know what I'm saying? And I had to recognize. But when you've been practicing something most of your life, and then all of a sudden you get a revelation and you realize that's not the way to do it, now you got to practice not doing it. And it doesn't always mean that it's going to happen overnight. It's like addiction. You know, one of the things they teach in alcohol classes I hear is that, or drug classes, is that you're never free. You're a recovering addict. Recovering alcoholic, meaning that you are still an alcoholic, but you're recovering. You're still a drug addict that you're recovering. You're still drama, but you're recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy. Like a woman of God that was on here earlier, she said it's a familiar spirit. It's a familiar spirit, and it's the murmur and the complaint. And I know that that spirit was heavy in my life, because that's what I grew up seeing, the murmur and the complaining.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't necessarily a malicious thing. It's just a murmur and complaint. Oh, she made me sick. Why she didn't do this? Well, she didn't do this. She ain't answering her phone. Blah, 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 blah. And see, but God, I love God, because God will show you. He would show you. And it's been times my sister could attest that I was murmuring, complaining, because she had me kind of frustrated, and I didn't realize the voicemail was still playing.
But I don't care when she murmured and complained, because I will call her on it, and I will confront her with the murmuring and the complaining. And you definitely.
But this is love.
Exactly.
How many people could do that? You know, we both just stepped on each other's toes.
Because she'll check me in a minute. She'll check me in a minute.
Yeah, and so I'm saying that to say is that, but let me tell you, I think why we're able to do that is because true repentance brings forgiveness. True repentance breeds forgiveness. That's why God could forgive us. That's why he could forgive us. That's, you know, he's given us the tool of repentance.
And, you know, and with that, too, though, I think as well, drama becomes drama when you don't confront certain things. Drama then has the room to breathe and it has the room to grow,
mm-hmm.
rather than you confront the situation so that it does, it stops right there and it doesn't have room to breathe and grow.
Right, right.
So definitely, you know, when I was younger and I was growing up, especially with my mom, and I don't mean any disrespect to my mother, of course, none whatsoever, and you guys hear my phone going off in the background, we can just ignore it. But one of the things that I found was when we would have conversations, if she was upset or was mad at us, way to be able to talk to her was to be start talking about somebody else. And so then you start connecting on that particular topic and you start bonding together. And so it created a habit of talking about somebody else just so that you can have that conversation or that you can have that bond. And, of course, I grew out of that habit, but that was something that I remember growing up, is that, you know, if she was upset with one of somebody in the house and you start talking to her and talking about that person, she starts bonding with you.
Wow, wow. Okay. That's a good one. I know some of you probably have experienced that, but yes. So, again, we want to know, what is your we actually had a lot of people, and we had some comments, and as I began to read the comments of how people detox from drama, the line just went dead. Live broadcast froze up. So what are some ways, if you're listening in either through the studio or live on Facebook, or if you're listening on the internet, you're on the internet, there's nothing we could do. At least on the in the studio, you could dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. If you are live on Facebook, you could text your question or text your answer. But we want to know, how do you detox from drama?
And one of the things I also like to share, as we're talking about drama, does anybody besides me have people in your life that they're always negative? The conversation out of their mouth is always, always, always negative. It's always drama filled. Do you get drained and like you feel like you have no energy? Your energy just gets sapped even before that person starts speaking, as soon as you get into their presence, or you're talking to them, and then as the conversation goes on and as the conversation flows, you start thinking, dang, I don't even want to talk to this person, and you're trying to figure out how to get out of the conversation.
Yeah,
that is so draining for me, and I've had people in my life that I don't know if they realized that their conversation was so negative. Sometimes, of course, I would speak up and say, hey, that sounds negative, or at least try and put a positive spin on it. But some of us know people who, no matter what type of spin you put on it, they see this negative perspective, and they're just attracted and drawn to the drama. That's why I loved what Coach D said when she talked about the drug addicts and the alcoholics, that you're always addicted and you're learning how to stay away from it. But drama is like a drug for most people. It definitely is a drug. They're so addicted to it. When, you know, if we're younger and something, and then you're like, oh, girl, and you're having that type of conversation,
And if, you know, it's funny you said that, because you were saying something that normally the people that got the most drama are, you know, as you were saying that, I could think of people. I got some people in my life right now that's been in my life for 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by drama, even when we were little kids, they were the type of person that would throw a rock in the crowd, get the fight going, and then when you look up, they'd be gone.
Somewhere else. Talking about gone. What happened.
They'd be gone somewhere else. They never did, they got the dirty work going, but they never was in the grunts of it. But we all have that uncle. We all have that aunt that at every family function, no matter how peaceful it is, they're going to come and have that one drink too many.
they're going to come and they're going to be fussing and cussing. They're going to come and they're going to get into an argument or fight with somebody else. Every family have it. Maybe some don't. The only way I could think that your family don't have that one is if you only have one in your family. You know, mm-hmm. but everybody got that, you know, that uncle or that aunt, that cousin that's always going to bring drama with them. And, again, like I said, life is full of drama. If you sit up here and say you don't have no drama in your life, and I hear people say that.
Oh,
I hear people say
I
that.
I used to say that.
Yeah. And I hear people say that. And that's such a and I don't think people did it purposely, saying as being a liar, but I think that's a misstatement because we all have or will have or we're currently having drama in our lives. Our kids could be drama, and I don't think that we always bring drama to us. You know, some people say, oh, you just bring drama to you. You only could bring, and I don't think that's true because we as parents, if you're a parent and you have teenagers, you know, young adults, you know that we didn't bring the drama to ourselves, but oftentimes our kids are bringing drama, you know, with whatever things they're going through in life as they navigate their way through life and see what works for them and what don't work. We, unfortunately, as their parents, and because we love them, we are attached to their drama. How many of us had a daughter that was involved with some knucklehead, you know, that was fighting her or doing something to her, and now we're poor, and we get living a wholesome Christian life, just going on by and by, and then our daughter get involved.
How many of us were the daughter who was involved with the knucklehead, or how many of us were the knucklehead? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna share some of the comments that I received earlier today when we were talking about detoxing from the drama and how people began to detox. And I have a friend who posted, and she said, she shared that every day is a struggle to stay away from the drama. And she said, every day we struggle to be the best we can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But are we doing it for ourselves or for the person looking at us? And so she went on to say that as people have come and gone in her life, one of the things that she's learned to do is to build either a wall or build a fence for the toxic people or the drama-filled people that are in her life. And so if it's toxic, you have a wall. And if it's somebody that she can still deal with you, there's a fence, so she'll keep you at a distance. And so some of us, we do have those people that we probably can't totally dismiss from our life. Maybe we might like to, but we can't totally dismiss from our life.
Yeah.
So you do want to put a fence up. You want to deal with them, love them from a distance.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen. I like that, a fence or a wall. That's good because we do. We have some people that, you know, believe it or not, some people have parents.
Uh-huh.
That's drama, you know. Some people have spouses, you know. Do you just go get a divorce from your spouse because you grew up and he didn't? I mean, I don't know, you know. So we all have somebody, and sometimes we drama. Sometimes I could be drama. Let me just keep it real. Father, help me to walk in the spirit so I don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because when I could be drama, I praise God. I don't commute. I praise God. I don't commute. Hallelujah. He knew what his daughter needed.
Yeah,
because I tell you, when I'm out there and I have to commute somewhere to go somewhere, not on a daily basis, but I could be drama on that road. I really can. And that's a growth. That's a pain point for me. And what's the pain point, Coach? I'm like Paul. You know, Paul said, I do those things that I wouldn't do, but I really don't want to do it. But, you know, I do it anyway, and I know I shouldn't do it. And that's the way I feel about when I have to get in traffic and in the commute and driving behind people that don't know how to drive or they driving too slow in the fast lane. Ooh, that's a challenge for me. And I can't be like that because guess what?
people nowadays look crazy. You used to could roll up on the side of somebody and give them the eye, you know, like, what you doing? Get off the road, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Keeping it real. Nowadays, you can't do that. Somebody might shoot you.
That's true.
But giving them the eye, you know. So that's a pain point for me, is that driving thing.
One of the another thing that I want to share is that when it comes to drama, first and foremost, you need to pay attention to your character. Pay attention to what's going on in your life before we start pointing out what's going on in somebody else's life.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you go to, there's a lot of times where you go to work and you're dealing with issues that you don't want to deal with at work. And so you wake up in the morning already ready and already prepared to deal with issues and challenges at work rather than changing your mind about certain things. Or, again, addressing the challenges, addressing the situations that are going on that you don't like. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to the environment no matter where you are. I say work because a lot of us spend most of our time at work and even more time at work than we do in our own homes. And so when we walk into that type of atmosphere, we carry it back to our homes with
yeah.
us, and we create our home becomes an environment that's now tinged with the drama that's going on at work. You sit at home and you're on the phone, girl, you know what happened to me at work today, and so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'm a... So, yeah, make sure that you are paying attention to what's going on in your own lifestyle. Make sure you're paying attention to those things because our mind and our body will tell us, now, you know you shouldn't say that.
Yes.
You know
yes.
you shouldn't do that. You know you need to be quiet. And sometimes we just get off on not being quiet.
You know what that's called?
What's that?
Because that little thing that tells you that, especially as a believer, that's the Holy Spirit. And so when we just don't want to be quiet, we're just being disobedient. Because sometimes he has told us, not sometimes, oftentimes he has told us, don't say that. Don't you say that. Don't
mm-hmm.
don't you do that. Don't you go over there, because you already know. You know, you already know, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and you just disregard and be disobedient to what he say. And then normally in those situations, the drama begins, and now you all caught up in some drama. And if you're fortunate enough, you walk away from the drama still having your life, still having your dignity, you know. And if you're fortunate enough, some people wasn't fortunate. There's people
yeah.
that's sitting in prison right now because of 2 minutes of drama. And that's something that inner thing told them, don't do that, and they didn't listen. And they went for it anyway, and the drama escalated, and it cost somebody their lives, or cost them their lives. And so we know that drama exists. Drama's like pain. I teach that everybody. I don't care how saved you are, how Holy Ghost filled you are, just the sure fact that you're a human, you're gonna go. Your life is gonna be full of pain. You're gonna have pain. But you just have to process through it. The same thing with drama. You're going to have drama, but how do you deal with the drama?
Definitely. And for those of you who have friends or even family members, you know, you were hanging tough for a long time, and then you saw certain things begin to happen, and you still trying to hang tough, you'll find that you don't fit in anymore,
yes.
and you're trying to force yourself to fit in. That's another way that you can tell where there's drama going on and your body is trying to tell you you need to do a detox. And a detox is a cleanse. It means stay away from, don't partake in, or
yeah.
don't partake of. And so, again, you'll find maybe that friends or family members that you used to hang out with all of the time, it's no longer comfortable doing the same things that you used to do because, one, it's drama, and now it's become toxic to where you are trying to go with your life. Amen?
Amen. So we know that we don't know if you guys can still hear us. You may still be able to hear us on Facebook Live in the studio. We have come towards the end of our show, and I guess this is perfect timing for our connection to be questionable,
right.
But we are we're back up. But we are towards the end of our show, and we want to thank you. We want to acknowledge that we know that we had some technical difficulties, as you were able to see. But we want to thank you for following us anyway, and for those who signed back on even after we went off with the technical difficulties. We appreciate you. You are so loved and appreciated, because we, myself and Minister LaDon, if it weren't for you all, whether it be on Facebook or any social media that we're on, because we do have a Blog Talk Radio show where we have a listening audience as well, if it wasn't for you, then it would be no us. So we know that your support and your willingness to come on and listen in and participate in discussions is truly a blessing. We're not just here because we want to be famous. I've been doing this for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 4 years, and I can't say I'm like Tony Gaskin and I got tens of thousands of followers. I don't. I'm not on here because I just need you to see Coach D. I'm on here because I'm hoping that something is said that will change your perception, that would give you a paradigm shift, that would make you start operating differently, thinking differently. And if you're not spiritually mature, if you don't know Christ, if you're not a Christian, I'm hoping that even you are listening in, because I'm just hoping that you'll see the love of Christ shining through me that will make you want to make a decision that
Amen.
This walk is an amazing walk. It's not easy. We're not perfect. We are still humans just like anybody. We're going to still make mistakes. Our mistakes are more magnified because of who we say we serve. And my challenge for us believers out there is that, yes, you are human. No, you're not perfect, but don't use those as crutches. And what I mean is don't taint your testimony, because we often taint our testimonies. And what do you mean by that, Coach D? Because the life we live is an example. And when you're out there living foul, but you say you're a believer, and you say that Jesus is Lord, but you're out there living so foul, that's tainting your testimony, because you're not going to be able to minister to somebody. Because then you're not going to be able to minister to them. So my prayer is always for God is, Lord, help me to make sure that everything I say and do that you get the glory. And I don't always make the mark. Sometimes I miss it. But my overall is that I'm hoping that he gets the glory in what I say and do in my life. So I'm done with Minister LaDon. If you want to close us out.
Sure. Make sure that you guys tune in with us on Thursday for Processing the Pain. And, again, thank you for joining with us. Thank you for bearing with us throughout the show. And our effort always is to operate in excellence. And one thing that we do not do is quit. No matter what's going on, we are always pressing through. We shared that earlier in the show. We're always going to press through until we get to that place of excellence, or at least get closer. And that's what we do with our walk as Christians. It's not that you'll ever get to the place where you're doing everything totally perfect. It's not that you'll ever get to the place where you're doing everything totally right. But the point and the goal of it all is to continuously move and continuously grow into that excellent place that God has called you to be in. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Woman to Woman, Detoxing from Drama. Tune in with us next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we bring some more exciting things to you. We have some special guests lined up that we're trying to get in and on the show. We're going to be talking about everything from oral hygiene to Lord knows what, but we're excited. Also, stay tuned on Thursday evenings. For Processing the Pain, also at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And starting Monday, October the 30th at 7 p.m., man, we got something for you. We have the King's Table. Monday. Well, it's the King's Table, a men's Monday night fellowship.
Okay,
so, yes. So we're calling Kings and we're making kings. On Monday night, that's not us. We have Minister Eugenio Spence out of Alabama who is going to be hosting that show. And mighty man of God, he knows that word. He breaks it down, but his testimony is amazing. He's been through some stuff, so he's not just talking from what he don't know. He's talking from where he's been and what he knows. So that's going to be very exciting for you men on Monday nights. And I know the women going to tune in because I'm nosy. I'm going to tune in. So I want to see some brothers.
What's going on?
Yeah, I want to see some brothers get delivered.
Amen, amen, amen. And we hope that you guys had fun. More than anything, of course, we want to minister to you guys, and we hope that you guys enjoy us. Thank you for tuning in continuously every Tuesday and every Thursday and now every Monday. And make sure you tell a friend to join you next week here on Woman to Woman.
Woman to Woman. Love you, Denise Maybe.
Love you guys.
Our Washington, D.C. family.
Love you.
Love you all. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Have a good evening and make it a God week.
Good night.
Good night.
Sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs.